Hi, everybody. Welcome again to Ramus Communications on this Friday, February 22nd, 2019. Tony McGinley here, holding down the fort in West Grove, Pennsylvania, bringing you our two programs at this time, our Novena Prayer to Our Lady of Fatima, and then followed by the Family Rosary Program. But first, our Novena Prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O most holy Virgin Mary, you came to Fatima to reveal the graces that come from praying the Holy Rosary to three children. Inspire us with a sincere love of this devotion so that, like the children, it is not a burdensome task but a life-giving prayer. May our prayers and meditations on the mysteries of our redemption bring us closer to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lady of Fatima, we pray that we may be like you and follow your example. We pray for all those who face oppression, that they will find peace. We pray and give thanks for all the blessings we enjoy. Lord Jesus, the miracles, prophecies, and prayers that your mother brought to us at Fatima amazed the whole world. We are certain of her closeness to you. We ask through the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima that you graciously hear and answer our prayers. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, that's a pretty good prayer there, isn't everyone? And we're glad to be bringing you this ongoing Novena prayer, which began last year, the 100th anniversary year of her six visits to the three children, Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco in Fatima, Portugal. And so, by the way, the music we were playing to introduce the programs today is from Annie Carto, and she's a great friend of ours down in Treasure Island, Florida. And the songs and music that we're playing today from her are from the album called A Gift for Our Lady. And we will be playing more of her music a little later. And now it's time for the Family Rosary Program, where we feature every day the live streaming, real-time recitation of the Holy Rosary, while reflecting, as always, on all the titles and church-approved apparitions of our Blessed Mother. And we're here today with Charlie Tafeo, our good friend, and he's a guest co-host today, and Charlie has a lot to talk about. Charlie, are you still there?
Tony, I am here, and I hope I'm on, and it's good to be with you and the listening audience, because I had a little respite there, and it's been 2 months since I've been on Aramis, but I've been working for Aramis, as you know.
Yeah.
So maybe we can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Tony, let me just say this, too. Annie Carto lives about 120 miles from my mother in Florida. She did ask, she's so happy that we play her songs, but she did ask us to encourage people to go to her website.
Okay, sure.
If you just went online and put in Annie Carto, that's K-A-R-T-O,
yeah,
you could find her, and I encourage you to go. Her songs are wonderful. Her Rise Up All People is her latest, a beautiful pro-life song. And I think it's anniecarto.com, but just go, if that doesn't get it, just do Annie, A-N-N-I-E-K-A-R-T-O, and she'll come up. She's a beautiful, wonderful woman of Christ, Tony, and life. So I just wanted to get that little commercial out of the way.
Sure.
She always asks to promote, or, you know, mention her website.
Absolutely.
And she's a great part of the family of Aramis now, too.
Yeah. Well, I've spoken with her. She did an interview with us a couple weeks ago, and you've spoken with her off the record a couple times. So
right.
Sooner or later, we'll catch up and meet her sometime.
You know, Tony, I'll tell you this. The Catholic Church is alive and well, and we must remind ourselves of that. We got a great Archdiocese of Philly, and I was in Florida for an extended period visiting my mother. That's the Diocese of Venice. Tony, they got some great men's groups I got to meet with. They have a great pro-life group down there. It's a very vibrant area. It's near that Ave Maria University, so that, you know, might have something to do with it. But I was really proud and honored to do, you know, to go around and represent Aramis and down there. And there was a men's conference, actually, the diocese had I attended. So, you know.
Yeah, I know. You sent us some pictures.
I know. The body of Christ is alive.
Yeah.
And I'd like to, first, though, we're going to talk about the upcoming PHL dinner, Man Up Philly.
Okay.
And there was something else in there I wanted to say. But first, today's day is a feast, actually. So
yeah.
Maybe I'll ask you, Friday, you know, the tradition of the church, Friday is a day of fast, which, of course, has been relaxed over the last centuries. But this is a feast of the chair of St. Peter. So I guess we can feast today, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Now, So everybody realizes the chair of St. No, maybe they don't, but the chair of St. Peter, obviously it represents the authority, the Pope, the Vicar of Christ. But Tony, I love learning new things, especially about early church history. And I'm going to share something with you. I heard the priest, Father Tom Gardner, today at St. Agnes, 8 a.m. Mass, in his homily talk about. And you can tell me if you've ever heard of this, because I haven't. Now, he said in the early church, the early Christians, Tony,
yeah,
especially from February 13th to 22nd, today's the 22nd, if a loved one died, they would put out an empty chair. I never knew this. Now, the Catholic Church, especially the early church, the early Christians, and we still are today, we're a family, Tony. The Catholic Church is a family. Christianity is a family. Christ is our head, right?
Right.
Now, today's gospel, it was, Peter, you are rock. Upon this rock I will build my church. Peter made his profession of faith. You are the Christ, the Son of God. That's the gospel reading today. So we know all that. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So Peter's our first pope. Now, when Peter was martyred, when he died, Tony,
yes,
the early Christians, they actually put out a chair in honor of Peter. That's how much he was loved. And I was told today in his homily, this went all through the first and second centuries. So, again, it was put out for a beloved loved one who passed, especially between February 13th and 22nd. And then when Peter was martyred, they did it in honor of him, all these small groups of Christians who were meeting. So I thought that was pretty cool. And the chair comes from a Latin word called cathedra, which that's where we get cathedral from.
And also
ex cathedra, yeah, yes.
When the Pope speaks infallibly.
Exactly. And when he speaks, it's on a moral issue. He's the moral authority. We believe that. And of course, if it's church doctrine, he's infallible. Mm-hmm. Again, that's only on issues that are doctrinal. And if he's giving an opinion, that's another story. But when he's talking from that chair, I thought was cool. And I was excited to get to the show to talk about that. I don't know. Did you know all that, Tony? I didn't. I mean, we knew cathedra, cathedral,
yeah,
the
know.
Chair of St.
Yeah,
Peter.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the early Christians putting the empty chair out.
No, but here's something that evidently the remains of St. Peter are actually under the altar there at St. Peter's in Rome right now.
I was there. Were you there?
Years ago.
It's called the Scavi Tour, Tony. You have to book it a month in advance.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's two levels under the St. Peter's Cathedral, my understanding.
Okay.
I didn't get to see it when I was there because I didn't book it. And you got to book it well in advance. But it's the bones
right.
of St. Peter. And I heard one excavation when they examined these bones.
Yeah.
You know, I like this, Tony. They said it was a man who was 5'7", but built like a linebacker. And he was a fisherman, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like me. I'm about those dimensions, so I really like that.
Yeah.
But yes, we believe those are the bones of St. Peter under that St. Peter's Cathedral.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Now, also, Tony, and I know we can talk more after we pray the rosary because we want to get to that, but we have a lot to talk about. You know, Sunday is a beautiful dinner we go to every year, Pennsylvanians for Human Life. Speaker is going to be Kristen Hawkins, the president of Students for Life. And we have Man Up Philly, which is a wonderful annual conference we attend every year. And
that's March 9, I think.
That's March 9th. And also, Tony, I'm going to ask you and your listeners to pray for me and a group of men. We have an upcoming Sansom retreat that's run by the King's Men. It's beautiful. I'm on a leadership team because I loved it that much and I wanted to keep going back. That's March 14th to 17th. And I thought there was something else I wanted to mention. Maybe it'll come to me. But we got Man Up, PHL dinner. And it's a beautiful time of year. We're approaching Lent, right, Tony?
Time of sacrifice for sure.
Tony, I just want to also say this. I am undergoing a spiritual exercise called Exodus 90. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I didn't.
It's Catholic, but we invite anyone to do it. You have to be a man. 90 days, we follow the book of Exodus from slavery to freedom, Egypt, the wandering in the desert, and then the promised land. So it's spiritual exercises, much like St. Ignatius of Loyola started. So there is going to be a lot of sacrifices, and giving things up here, Tony. But of course, we're doing it for our Lord, for our church, for our families, for others. And I'm actually joyful about it. And I'm actually going to be, we call it, it's three pillars, prayer, asceticism, and fraternity. And I'm actually going to be the fraternity leader. So please pray for me.
Sure.
And I'm really joyfully looking forward to doing this, Tony.
And who's the president of
President of Students for Life?
No, Kingsmen.
Mark Houck.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Mark is the founder and president of Mark Houck, founder and president of the Kingsmen. It's a great organization leading men to freedom and of course, deeper relationship with Jesus and our faith. And we should talk a little bit, Tony, whether you want to get in to start now or do it later, 40 Days for Life. This is very important.
Yeah. Let's save that after the rosary. All right, everybody. Are we ready? We're going to proceed now with the recitation of the Holy Rosary while meditating on the sorrowful mysteries. So let's keep in our prayers today all the victims and families of victims of tragedies, natural disasters, and man-made events, some of which are by evil design. Let's pray for Pope Francis, all the members of the clergy, all the souls in purgatory, all the souls in need of confession, for the end of violence in all of its forms, for the safekeeping of our families, and for all of our other intentions, personal and otherwise. Let's now begin the Holy Rosary while meditating on the sorrowful mysteries. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. We believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first sorrowful mystery is the agony in the garden, and fruit of the mystery is sorrow for sin. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thine mercy.
The second sorrowful mystery is the scourging at the pillar, and fruit of the mystery is purity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thine mercy.
The third sorrowful mystery is the crowning with thorns, and the fruit of the mystery is courage. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thine mercy.
The fourth sorrowful mystery is the carrying of the cross, and the fruit of the mystery is patience. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thine mercy.
The fifth sorrowful mystery is the crucifixion of our Lord on Good Friday, and fruit of the mystery is perseverance. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray, O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life. Grant, we beseech thee, that while meditating upon these mysteries, the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen.
And may the divine assistance remain always with us, and may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us, and Our Lady under all our church-approved apparitions, pray for us.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Oh, boy. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us in prayer today here as we try to make a spiritual difference. That's right. We can. We can make a spiritual difference, according to our Blessed Mother when she appeared to Fatima. She asked us to do those things of praying the rosary every day and first Saturday devotion and so on. And in return, we help save souls from hell and we help bring about peace in the world. And that could be peace between nations, peace within nations, peace within families, even peace within ourselves. Right, Charles?
Tony, amen. Blessed are the peacemakers, and our Lord gave us that in the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes. But and really, you know, Tony, Pope comes from Papa. You know, we are family. And there was a quote I forgot to give earlier. I have to give. It's from R. Knox, and it's just one sentence, but it's so beautiful about if you would like to be Pope. Perhaps it will be a good thing if every Christian, certainly if every priest, could dream once in his life that he were Pope and wake up from that nightmare in a sweat of agony. Think about the responsibility. That's why we got to pray for him every day.
I've done that. I've done it a couple of times, and I don't think about it too long either.
That's what he's saying. It's like a friend of mine told me who's passed on, a great holy man. He said the responsibility a priest has, let alone the bishop or the pope, the souls that they're entrusted with by our Lord. So, Tony, you're praying for him every day. I am, and many others are, and we must. We have to. We're obligated to pray for our pope, bishops, and priests, people every day. But let's talk a little, Tony, about
40 days.
Yeah, 40 days for life is really it's coming up. It always coincides with Lent. And we actually have three abortion centers in particular we cover. One's right here, not too far from here in Westchester.
Right.
Tony, South 8 South Wayne Avenue. So if you're nearby, please go out and pray. We're there every Friday from about 8 a.m. till noon. But we'll be there every day starting Ash Wednesday, mm-hmm. Tony, someone. And if you'd like to cover an hour, please do. Just show up there, and then we'll get you on the list. But Tony, I also learned something new I didn't know about 40 Days for Life and doing some research here for the show. Sean Carney, a man, is the current president of 40 Days for Life, and he has a book called The Beginning of the End of Abortion is the title. Mm-hmm. I did not read the book, but that's the book. But do you know how 40 Days for Life started? I did not, Tony, but here's – I'll just tell you. And it came out of – it's called Brian – / College Station, Texas, which I think is near Texas A&M. So a Planned Parenthood went up in that town in 1998. Local Catholics were totally just beside themselves. They gathered, they met in one of the person's basements and prayed for a solution. And it came upon them, 40 days for life. 40 days, obviously, it's very biblical. Jesus was in the desert 40 days. Moses, it's a very holy biblical number.
Lent is for 40 days.
Lent is 40 days, exactly. So that's why it coincides with Lent. So this, their goal was to cover, to be every hour that Planned Parenthood was open, someone was going to be there praying. Mm-hmm. And they said, even if it was just the five of them, those five were determined to cover every hour for the 40 days, Tony. Mm-hmm. But they put it out there and they got responses from thousands of people. Mm-hmm. They were overwhelmed. So they started, you know, someone was covering every hour on the hour at 40 days. Guess who worked at that Planned Parenthood?
Don't tell me. I'm going to guess. Abby Johnson?
Yes. Abby Johnson. By the way, there's a movie. She wrote a book called Unplanned.
Yeah.
And there's a movie coming up. I'm not sure when it's coming out, but I think soon. And it's called Unplanned. Mm. So she wasn't Catholic.
Mm-hmm. At the time.
At the time. I think she was. I think she was a Christian, but I could be wrong about that. She was working for Planned Parenthood. She became Employee of the Year. She moved up the ladder. She was very higher up at Planned Parenthood.
And a director or something, wasn't
she? Yes, director. So she would see these people, these pro-lifers, outside of this every day.
Yeah.
You know, and at first, you know, she didn't like it and all, of course. It started to get to her mind, started to get convicted, Tony. And one day, the nurse who they do an ultrasound so they can find the baby. I'm talking about the abortionists now. They do an ultrasound so they can find the baby so they can go in and kill the baby, but they don't show that to the mother. That's just for the doctors. But there's a nurse there who does that apparently. Well, this nurse was sick or something that on one particular day, and they told Abby, Abby, you have to go in and do this. She said, okay. And she went in and she saw in her own eyes the abortion take place on the ultrasound, Tony. And she started crying. She could see the baby trying to get away. Yeah. Okay, I know it is. But we got to talk about this. I mean, if we don't, it's not real.
Yeah.
So she was convicted. She went, and this is going to be shown in a movie. She actually went to the office of 40 Days for Life. They couldn't believe it. In the movie, she's knocking on the door. She's in a waiting room, and she goes to the president. I don't think that was Sean Carney at the time, but anyway, and says, Abby Johnson's outside, wants to talk to you. And he's like, Abby Johnson? Because they knew she was.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll let you read the book or see the movie. But isn't that's how 40 Days for Life starts. And then they mention another woman. It's a Hispanic name. I don't recognize as much as Abby's, but it was in another place in Texas. Very similar story. She was working for Planned Parenthood, higher up, conversion story. Abby became Catholic. She has 7 children, Tony, twins and all. And, she's really.
She's a very good speaker, too.
She's a very good speaker. You know, I've heard her speak. I don't know if you have. Mm-hmm. She's come here and spoken at some of our dinners. And,
she goes around the country. Right?
Around the country. Maybe we should try and get her on the show to promote, the movie. But I know she's in demand right now, but we could try that. So if anybody knows Abby or Abby are listening, we'd love to have you on Aramis.
Sure.
And but that's the story of 40 Days for Life, Tony, and I did not know all that. I just knew it was a movement. By the way, it expanded not just throughout the country but throughout the world in 20 years. And that's something.
Yeah, so that's a
beautiful story.
Quite a legacy.
Yes. I don't know if you have any other questions, Tony, about 40 Days for Life or anything else the listeners might have.
I just want to remind everyone, when we go to the Philly Man Up on March 9 at Newman College.
It's called Newman University
right
now.
Yes, that's right.
Aston, Pennsylvania.
Right. That's Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Part of a major theme of our exhibit will be the pro-life and the 40 Days for Life.
And Aramis is always there, Tony, and Aramis is getting around, actually. Florida, it is getting around, and Aramis is always represented at Man Up Philly.
Down in Delaware, there a little bit with Legion Mary.
That's right.
So,
and God, we're praying, Tony. We're hoping to add new programs. We won't talk about any now, but God willing, we could be expanding programs on Aramis.
Yeah, I'd also like to compliment Dr. Ribeiro, who really came on strong, emphasizing 40 Days for Life when she was here with our program about 2-3 months ago.
She's huge, very instrumental.
She was really on fire for the 40 Days for Life. And
she has a great story. She wrote a book. It's called Rising with Roses. And she has it's very great story of conversion, but she is on fire and a warrior for life,
right,
Tony? And look, your good friend and one of our Aramis people, Dr. George Asayu, all the work he's done over the years with Mother's Home, and you'll find him everywhere handing out those pro-life calendars. we love so much.
Yeah.
God bless Dr. Asayu.
I wonder who pays for those things.
Well, we get the donations, and then the money, of course, goes to causes. We want to save life in the womb. I mean, that's and proclaim that,
Yep. All right, Charles. Well, we're going to have you back next month, huh? We'll figure something out.
God willing, yes, sir.
We'll put all this in the newsletter for March. And we'll also put, one of those pictures you sent us of the guys down there in Florida with the Aramis sign. I'm really proud of that. It was really
neat.
Also,
Tony, if any of the listeners are at this dinner Sunday, the PHL dinner at Man Up Philly, because you put out the newsletter and our pictures are on there. So come up to us if you recognize us this Sunday at Springfield Country Club, Pennsylvanians for Human Life dinner. Saturday, March 9th, Newman University, Aston, PA, Man Up Philly, and everywhere. Aramis is getting around, so wherever you see us, come up.
Okay. Thanks, Charlie.
Okay.
Okay, everybody. There you go. And we want to thank Charlie for being here today. Thank you for being out there and praying with us here today, which is the most important thing. And we invite you back again tomorrow at the same time, if you can make it. In the meantime, we'll post this program up on our archive page in just a few moments so that you can listen to us again if you like. And so that'll be it for today. And we'll continue playing a little music, though, from Annie Carto. And I will be shutting down the mics for myself and Charlie, but we'll let the music play for a while so you can enjoy that. And a little later after that, you can go to the archive and hear us again on the archive page for today's date. All right, everybody, thanks for being with us today, and please keep us in your prayers, and we'll see you the next time. Bye now.
Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, Espes Nostra.